Although she didn't run for office until she was in her mid-40s, Nancy Pelosi was born into politics. The seventh child and only daughter of Thomas and Annunziata di Alessandro talked about growing up in a political family at a ceremony naming a street after her in her hometown of Baltimore, Maryland.
I was born and raised in Baltimore where my father was mayor, and we were raised in a family that was devoutly Catholic, deeply patriotic, extremely proud of our Italian-American heritage, extremely proud of that, and in our case, staunchly Democratic.
Campaigning was almost a family tradition. One of Pelosi's brothers was also elected mayor of Baltimore. And veteran Democratic pollster and consultant Celinda Lake, who advises Pelosi, says young Nancy learned vote counting, taking care of constituents, and other political skills as a child.
Politics was certainly not something that was new to her. I don't know if she ever aspired to be arguably the most powerful woman in the United States today.
After college, Nancy married Paul Pelosi and moved to his hometown of San Francisco, California. The two are still together today and have five children, born within a six-year time span, and eight grandchildren. Pelosi was 47 when she launched her first campaign in a special election for a seat in Congress. But Celinda Lake says she had been active in California politics for years while she was raising her children.
She had been a community activist, and even before she ran for political office herself, she had risen through the ranks to be one of the most powerful women in California politics. She had been the head of the California Democratic Party, and that was at a time when women did not run political parties, and when the California Democratic Party was one of the most powerful parties in the country.
Pelosi has represented California's 8th District, which includes most of the city of San Francisco, since 1987. And she made history 20 years later when she was elected the first female Speaker of the House of Representatives.
The House will come to order.
As she wielded the Speaker's gavel for the first time, Pelosi was acutely aware of what her election means to other women who aspire to run for office.
For our daughters and our granddaughters, today we have broken the marble ceiling.
Political analyst Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia describes Nancy Pelosi as the most powerful woman in American history.
And I'm not forgetting about influential first ladies, but there's a difference between power and influence. The Speaker of the House has enormous powers within Congress and under the American Constitution. So she has great authority, and she has used it to the hilt in her time as Speaker, and particularly since she's had a Democratic president, she's been able to accomplish a great deal.
One of the things Pelosi has accomplished as Speaker, something Democrats had been trying to do for more than 70 years, is to pass sweeping health care reform legislation. The reform will extend health insurance to more than 32 million currently uninsured Americans. Lake says Pelosi's role cannot be underestimated.
Other people wanted to cave in when people wanted to say, including, you know, very powerful men in our party said, well, let's just do children's health care and let's come back at it another day. She said, no, this country needs health care reform. We're going to do the right thing. We're going to take on the insurance industry. We're going to get it done.
Republican political strategist Terry Nelson agrees that the Democratic Speaker was key to passing health care, but points out that Pelosi is a polarizing figure.
You know, she is viewed across the country as an ideological figure. Her unfavorable rating is usually in the high 40s to low 50s, which for a Speaker of the House is really extraordinary. I mean, Speakers of the House tend to be, they're obviously important figures, but they tend not to be extraordinarily well known across the country. With Nancy Pelosi, a lot of people know who she is, and they have strong feelings about her.
Pelosi makes no secret of her feelings about issues that come before Congress. She has long been an advocate for human rights around the world. She has fought to improve China's human rights record, attempting to link trade to human rights standards. She has also been a leader in efforts to win autonomy for the people of Tibet. Some analysts say that Speaker Pelosi and President Barack Obama complement each other, with her tough, behind-the-scenes way of getting things done and his gift for inspiring public speeches. The two still have a lot more they want to accomplish together, including financial reform, immigration reform, and climate change legislation. But first, Nancy Pelosi must try to hold on to the Democrats' current majority in the House of Representatives. Voters will cast ballots for all 435 seats this November. If Republicans do win back a majority, Pelosi will no longer be Speaker, but her place in history will be secure as the first female Speaker and the one who helped push health care legislation through Congress. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.